Good morning.
So what can you tell us about the search? When were you alerted?
We were notified yesterday before 1 p.m. by Malin Head Coast Guard radio station that the Gardaí had requested assistance for the search for a missing person whose car was found parked at Fanwood Lighthouse.
So what happened then?
We had teams gather and they proceeded down to the lighthouse and we began searches from the lighthouse, spreading out along the coastline. The coastline down there is very rugged and treacherous. We were joined in the search by colleagues from Donegal Mountain Rescue, and the Coast Guard helicopter from Sligo, Rescue 118, came up and helped with the search, providing air cover and covering some rough terrain that it's not feasible to have people walking on.
Okay, just wait, Michelle, and we'll come back to you in just a second while we talk to Superintendent David Kelly of the PSNI. Superintendent, good morning to you. Sorry, I beg your pardon, from Ungarish O'Connor. Superintendent, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sean.
Superintendent, the PSNI are also appealing for information on this particular situation. When did you become aware of a problem?
Yesterday, Sean, we were notified by our colleagues in the PSNI that a Stephen Martin from Derry was reported missing. I understand he had been last spoken to in or around the 18th of July last, but from their inquiries they became concerned and as a result they made contact with us and we carried out inquiries obviously in the Donegal area and particularly in the Milford and Fanwood area.
And as we've just been hearing from Michelle, this search is underway. So a vehicle was found at the Fanwood Lighthouse.
That's correct. As a result of the location of the vehicle and the fact that Mr. Martin's been missing, if you like, for these number of weeks, assistance was sought and received from Michelle and her colleagues in the Coast Guard. And they carried out searches along the, if you like, the coastline. And hopefully, maybe this evening at low tide, they'll be continued again today.
Why did it take so long to find this vehicle, Superintendent?
Well, I suppose we only became aware of this person being missing yesterday. And as a result of that, inquiries located the vehicle. So
okay.
Prior to that, I can't really comment.
Right. So the vehicle may have been there for 3 weeks, may not.
I believe the vehicle has been in the area for a period of weeks.
Okay, so it was there, but nobody had become suspicious until the family alerted the police to the fact that he'd been missing now for 3 weeks. That's the last time he was seen.
But that's the last time he was spoken to, I understand.
Yeah. And what can you tell us about Stephen?
I believe he was very much involved in music, and I believe he liked to paint. He was a 29-year-old man. If I may, though, Sean, I'd like to give out a description. I would hope, we also like to look on the positive side and hopefully maybe this gentleman can be found and hopefully can be found safe and well. However, we have to look at all avenues and that's why we're seeking assistance from the Coast Guard in the matter. But I'd ask any member of the public, please, if any information. This gentleman is approximately 29 years of age, 6 foot tall and slim build. We believe now there are pictures out there, I think, in the media, but he's had we believe the haircut isn't correct. The last time he was seen, he would have a shaven head. So that's 6 foot tall, slim build with a shaven head.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of photographs, images anyway, doing the rounds on social media. Now, initially, there was that image that became apparent last night. But as you've mentioned, there's another photograph now of him clean shaven.
Yes, and with a shaven head as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I just ask, please, if anybody has any information that can pass it on to ourselves at Milford Garda Station, and the phone number there is 915-3060, or indeed, if anybody's got information on the Derry side, to contact the PSNI at Strand Road, please.
Okay, Michelle, you mentioned your officer in charge of Mulray Coast Guard. You mentioned there are quite a number of people involved in this search. Now, the conditions today, it's quite wet up here at the mountaintop. What are conditions like?
The conditions in Fanwood might be something similar. It's wet and windy, so it's not ideal for the terrain we're going to be on.
And are you asking members of the public, Michelle, to help you in this search on the coast?
No, we'll definitely be trying to encourage people to stay away from some of these areas. The area of coastline that we're searching is very rugged and rocky. There's a lot of big waves that come in. And we would ask people to try to stay away from the areas that we might be working in because they are treacherous, or people are trained and are trying to keep an eye out for their own safety while they're out searching. And the last thing we want to do is put anybody else in danger or encourage people maybe to go into an area where they would get in difficulty.
Okay, very anxious time, Superintendent, clearly for the family. I know you're liaising with your colleagues in the PSNI as well.
Definitely, that is the case. And can I just echo, everything will be done to try and locate this gentleman. And as you heard Michelle say there, our own personnel will be putting themselves at risk to some degree in the searching that they're doing, particularly with the weather conditions that we're expecting. And I would repeat and agree with Michelle that I'd ask members of the public please not to go onto the shoreline and get involved in searching. Just leave it to the professionals.
Okay.
On this occasion.